Hello, my name is Sam Breakgear and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your PR and marketing podcast from Publicize, specialists in PR and digital communications. Here, you will learn how to build an effective communication and growth strategy for your business with advice from a variety of experts.
Plan ahead and mitigate the damage.
People started following me because of that.
That's one of the main ways I've gotten us in the big name publications.
You need to write it as if it's an email going from you to a friend.
You can kind of maximize your ad dollars there.
With this show, alongside our free online resources, you will learn how to take the right steps so your business will gain more recognition online, convert more leads to sales, and build greater trust among prospects, clients, and investors. In today's episode, we'll be looking at digital ads based on our guide, The Ultimate Guide to Digital Advertising in 2021. To explore this topic, we are joined by Alex Hollander, CEO of digital ads agency Treeboo. In this episode, you will learn what digital advertising is, what it entails, and how you can use it for your business. You'll also learn what search engine marketing is and how it works, what display advertising is, and how social media advertising fits into an overall advertising campaign. If you want to learn more about digital advertising and how it can help grow your startup, then check out The Ultimate Guide to Digital Advertising in 2021 on our website at publicize.co/guides. There's also a link in the description of this episode. And if you like this episode, some other The Loudspeaker episodes you should listen to are KPIs to measure digital marketing, the differences in language between PPC versus SEO, and the evolution of SEO, PPC, and SEM. I hope you like today's episode.
Well, thanks for having me. My name is Alex Hollander. Basically, I'm the CEO of Treeboo. Treeboo is a performance marketing agency. We focus on the B2B service industries, mainly in the USA, but we also have clients in Europe. And we help those companies with lead generation and account-based marketing. As I mentioned before, it's a performance marketing agency. So we work mainly with advertising channels that generate a direct return on investment.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me today. I'm looking forward to discussing this topic of digital advertising. And I think we should probably start off with a very simple explanation of what digital advertising is and what it encompasses. Would you be able to kick us off with that, please?
So yeah, I mean, digital advertising basically encompasses any digital channel out there that allows you to advertise on it, right? So for example, we have Google, where you can set up Google ads. We have Facebook or LinkedIn, where you can do sponsored posts or even video ads, or you know, any other type of advertising basically. I think that digital advertising itself is just promoting something out there online, right?
That's a fair example. I mean, that's exactly what digital advertising is. It's like in the name, I guess. And you summed up some areas in which, like, in places where ads are very popular. So I think that's a fair explanation.
All right.
Yeah. But I would love to know, like, so obviously, business owners have the option of going to someone like yourself and employing professional services. But if a business was to start off and they wanted to get into digital advertising on their own, like what would you say? Like if I was a business person or if a business owner was listening to this, what advice would you give them?
Well, good question. I think that the most important for them is to first do a little investigation of where their audience is online, right? So, good example, if you're a B2C company, then social media platforms are a good, you know, good place to start. But if it's more B2B related, then you would maybe want to focus more on LinkedIn. The only issue with B2B platforms like LinkedIn is that advertising there is pretty expensive, right? So you can make a lot of mistakes, or well, better said, expensive mistakes by starting yourself, putting some budget into a campaign And then basically after a month, you find out like, hey, I spent $1,000 or $2,000 and it didn't give me anything in return, right? With B2C channels, with Facebook, like you can start with lower budgets. There are more easy ways of advertising basically by posting something on your Facebook wall. And then there's a big blue button that says sponsor this post, right? So then the only thing you have to do is put a budget on it, put a an end date on it, and basically it takes care of itself. The big difference with this is that I always like to compare it with driving a car. You know, I mean, you can get some classes and you can drive a car, or nowadays you can even buy like a self-driving car who does the trick for you, which is basically what all those tools have right now as well. You know, they can do the trick for you. However, if you really want to become successful, you want to become a race car driver, you either got to get some training or you got to put a lot of effort and time into it to really make it work. And I think that with digital advertising, it's the same thing. There's a lot of self-serving platforms out there, but if you really want to become successful, that's where you need an expert. And an expert could be, you know, an agency, but it could also be a freelancer, at least someone that can guide you in this process to become more successful online.
I think that's a really good analogy. And I have to say, like, is there a reason, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway, is there a reason why LinkedIn is so expensive? And I'm going to guess, is that just because it's so business focused and business centric that if you want to attract people who are business orientated, then you have to go to LinkedIn? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, so it's all about the audience, indeed. So as you can imagine, as soon as the platform knows, you know, who their audience is and what people are willing to pay to get to that audience, prices go up. You know, same thing happens with anything basically in business. So I always give the example, for example, in Google Ads, if you would advertise for a company that sells sunglasses, you know, your average cost per click would be maybe, I don't know, like 30 cents or, you know, 40 cents max. But if you would start advertising on words like mortgages, mm-hmm. you would be talking about $10 to $20 per click, right? So that's basically what happens with LinkedIn, is that since the audience is already known, since we know a lot about the people on the platform, that basically all of them are, everything is B2B. Uh-huh. Then the platform automatically raises their average bids because they know that companies are willing to pay more money to get to that specific audience.
That makes sense. Yeah, I assumed as such, but I wanted the clarification anyway. So that's good to know. Now, moving on to something a little bit different. Can you tell me what SEM, like search engine marketing, is and how it works?
Yeah, sure. So for me, search engine marketing is a combination of multiple things. It's both advertising and also optimization of your website to get a better organic ranking. Some people say that search engine marketing is only the advertising part, but I disagree. I think that it's really a split between advertising and optimization. Okay. So search engine marketing for me is search engine advertising and search engine optimization. So search engine advertising is the advertising part that you can do with Google Ads, for example. And search engine optimization is the process of optimizing your website on the right topics that you know that your audience is looking for within the search engine. I'm not going to explain like into detail how search engine optimization works because it's really technical. But basically, it's both of them is understanding what people are looking for online, and then based on those insights, optimizing either your website to rank better in the organic results or set up an advertising campaign to make sure that you're on top of the search results as well.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, and don't worry, we've covered a number of episodes on search engine optimization. So for any listeners that are new to the show, they can go back and listen to those. But I think you did a good job of explaining search engine marketing then. Build a robust communication strategy for your business using Publicize's digital resources. From toolkits to templates, our resources are available to everyone and anyone, just like this podcast. To scale and grow your business today, visit our guides at publicize.co/guides and be sure to follow The Loudspeaker wherever you get your podcasts, including YouTube. I would love to move on again to understand what is display advertising, because I'm not actually sure I'm familiar with that, to be honest.
All right. So display advertising, the most simplest explanation is that it's focused on showing banners online, right? So showing banners on other websites with information about your products or services. The difference between display advertising and search advertising is that search advertising just focuses on texts, basically. So advertising texts within the search results. And display advertising can be either a banner, but also a video that's being displayed inside of the display network. And the display network, the one that the most people know is the Google Display Network, but there's a lot of display networks out there. But a display network is like a gathering of websites that are part of that network that want to make money out of other people advertising on their website. So basically, for every click on an ad that happens on a website that you own, you would get a percentage of that. It's a small percentage, but you can imagine that if you own a media platform, you know, like a news website or a forum, and you get a lot of visitors, then you could get a good income out of display ads. So that's from the network side of it. Then from the advertiser side, of course, there's the same thing. You want to first find out where your audience is, what kind of websites they would be looking at. And then you can set up your targeting based on the audiences. So based on demographics, based on interests, or you can also target based on the content of those websites that you would want to display your ad on.
Okay. Yeah. As you were describing that, it kind of made sense to me. I was like, oh, that does make sense. Of course, all those banners that you see whenever you're on like some kind of website, when they're on the side or at the top. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah. I think one thing to add there as well, like the most known way of display advertising is maybe remarketing. So when you, for example, visit a website, you're looking for flights, you know, plane tickets, to a certain destination, and without like finishing the reservation, you then start scrolling, on social media or on any other websites. And then suddenly you see a banner with the exact same flight and dates and price that you were looking for before, right? So that part, that's display advertising, but it's called remarketing.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that myself. I think when I've come to look for flights, one piece of advice I've been told is to search for it in incognito so that it doesn't impact your, I suppose, the price that you end up paying, because they know that you're looking at that flight. So can you tell us how social media advertising fits into an overall advertising campaign?
Yeah, so like I said before, the most important is understanding who your audience is and where they are online. So I guess social media advertising is a really important part of your overall advertising campaign or your overall digital strategy. Because with the targeting tools on social media, you're perfectly able to target people based on your buyer persona. So if you know who you want to target, who your ideal customer is, then with social media, you can target that audience very specifically. The only difference between social advertising and, for example, search advertising is that with search advertising, you're targeting people that are actually actively searching for your products or services. With social advertising, you're targeting based on demographics and interests, but those people might not be looking for your product or service actively. So that's the biggest difference, and also the reason why I would also always advice to indeed make social media advertising part of your overall strategy, but not just only focus on that specific channel.
That makes sense. Yeah, I guess having it as part of an overall strategy would be better in this case, certainly. Yeah. Now, I have one more question for you, and it's to do with native advertising. Can you explain to us what it is and how listeners can use it to their advantage, please, Alex?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so to explain to the listeners what native advertising is about, I'm just going to use a really simple example, because native advertising is none other than showing an ad on a place where it does not look like an ad, right? So it is a sponsored placement, but you will almost not be able to see it. A good example there is that like a few years ago, when you were going on Google and searching for a specific topic, your ads would have like a yellow background, you know? So it was really clear that that was a sponsored promotion. And then below it was the organic results. So nowadays, basically the sponsored results almost look like a normal result, a non-paid placement. So the same thing happens, for example, with LinkedIn, where a sponsored promotion can look like a normal post. So that specifically is already native advertising. Now, taking it to the next level is where, for example, you would go to a news website and you would see a news article, and then below it would show an ad, which also looks like a news article, but it's not. It's a sponsored article or a sponsored promotion. So that basically is native advertising. It's hiding the fact that it's an ad. So you have a higher chance of interaction of your audience because they think it's a normal article or a normal result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that in other channels as well. For example, I know that Reddit, they have them and they are like quite convincing, and same with Instagram, sometimes they'll slot them in there. So yeah, I think it's definitely something that I've seen a lot when it comes to media in general. Now, those are all my questions for today, Alex, but if people are interested in following you and keeping up with the work you're doing or simply using your services, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, so first of all, they can take a look at our website. The address is somostribu.co. It's a Spanish translation for "we are tribe." So somostribu.co. And of course, they can visit our social media, for example, our LinkedIn page. They could look for Tribu Performance Marketing Agency in Medellin, donde will find us definitely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much today. And it's been a real pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. And make sure you follow us wherever you get your podcast to stay up to date with the latest PR and digital communications trends. You can also find numerous videos on our YouTube channel where we break down complex topics and the best tips to help you scale and grow your business. If you're ready to take your PR and digital communications to the next level, book a call with one of our growth consultants today. And that's not all. Exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge. Just go to publicize.co/lspromo to book your call. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you here again soon.